Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're celebrating, and we're doing it with our good friend Peter Meyer, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Meyer Group, Meyer Group, MeyerGRP.com. You can find his books there, Warp Speed Growth, Creating and Dominating New Markets, and others. Articles, whatever Peter has to say, my friends, will make you smarter, and you'll thank me later. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about inertia, and it's all part of what I call getting out of your own way. And when you can't get out of your own way, that means you're stuck, my friends. And being stuck is another way of saying inertia. And so, Peter, you have another concept in this inertia discussion that you're going to share with us. Tell us about it.
Well, I think that it's important that we give the best value possible to our customers and that we get paid for that specifically. And what I've learned over the years is that there are times in which I can make a deal happen and sell something at an average price to an average deal, and everybody's going to be average happy. But the real value to the customer is not met. They're not getting what they really want to grow their business, to make their lives better. And so if I'm just going to, especially if I'm likely to lose a deal, I think maybe it makes sense at some point to stop the deal and say, you know, are we just giving you the average, or are we giving you something that really matters to you? Mm-hmm. And how do I know that? You tell me what really matters to you, not about the product, not about the service, but about your business or about your life. If you're buying car tires, about your family's safety, whatever. Get the customer to talk about what really matters and be quiet. And when you do that, you'll discover, not every time, but often enough, that they're willing to pay extra to get something that you can offer that makes their life better and makes your life better because you're offering something at a higher margin.
And they will turn into customers you can't run off. Because you're offering them something nobody else has offered them, and they don't know if they can replace that somewhere else.
You've created a whole nother layer of value that they value, and you've made a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what could be better than that?
Well, and you have to realize when you work this out with when you try this out on customers. You have to realize that all of them won't accept it. They won't all be interested in it. They may not be at that point where you are right now. I wouldn't stop trying to help them, but some of them will, some of them won't. But you do have to learn how to frame the question, don't you, Peter? You can't just blow in there. You've got to sort of develop the idea with them rather than just hit them with it upside the head. What do you think?
Absolutely correct. You can't just go in and say, do you want a better car tire? You have to go in and say, so what do you really value when you walk in the door here? What do you really value when you get up in the morning and start building your business again every day?
Mm-hmm.
What do you really value when you talk to your employees? That's what you want to know.
And I'll tell you something else, Peter. That's also something. Those are the kinds of concepts that smart people use when they're developing prospects, not just existing customers. But you know, I talk to a prospect, you know, I want to know if they're capable of valuing what you're talking about here, the higher value of a hidden deal. You know, I want to know if they're capable of that. That tells me, that informs me, and how to approach them. Am I willing to sell them just a product? Or do I want to go somewhere else and do business with people who I can talk about ideas with?
And what's more, when we do this, it's more fun for us. since we're small business owners, why not have fun during the day? Why not enjoy ourselves?
Well, that's something I talk about here all the time.
Value. Have more fun. Yeah. Have fun, make more money.
Well, I tell my employees this, and I tell my audience, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it.
I agree with you.
And of course, making more money is fun, too. Hey, Peter, give us the website one more time, please.
MeyerGrp.com. And it's a new website now, which is basically just a lending library. Pop on over and borrow an article.
All right. Thank you for all that, Peter. Thank you for today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day, I promise. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.